You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up? What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. with Harvest Group Institute here at Praise 107.9, and we are having a great time this morning. I'm excited to be here. I missed you guys last week. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with the people who were able to help us out, Sherelle and Jason. So anyways, we jump right back into where I left off at. We were talking about money, and we were talking about the places that you can be at any given time in finances. And, talked about generational wealth and riches, abundance, enough or sufficiency or not enough, a place of provision from God. And we spent a lot of time talking about that, as you know. And so we've been talking about the mindset surrounding these things. And so that's what I want to jump back into real quick. We are brought to you today by Harvest Group Institute. You can go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. It's a Bible-based training company committed to teaching people how to have and enjoy life. The Uptown Experience, it is a clean comedy club, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. It's extremely fun. It's a family-friendly environment, but the comedians are hilarious. People are having the time of their lives and feeling really, really good about it. And so join us there. You can always reach us at our phone number. And I want to give you guys real quick our new phone number at the office. Our new phone number is, here we go. I'm pulling it up. You know how you don't remember. It's 904-533-6154. 904-533-6154. It's our new phone number at the office. That's again 904-533-6154. And if you want to reach out to us here at the station, we love to hear from you. We love your questions. That number is 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Don't hesitate to call. Don't wait. Ask questions. And again, if you're a little bit shy, and you don't want to go first, then you can still go second and give us a call. We want to hear from you. And so we're going to start off in our Bibles. And I don't always jump right into the Word. However, I think that it's important for people to know that the Bible does talk about finances, and it teaches us how to deal with our finances. If you don't understand that it does, you will go about your day trying to figure it out. And there's nothing to figure out because God already said it. He already showed us to us. He already did it. The answers are already there. I always tell people, I don't do a lot of figuring out. I don't do a lot of trying to figure stuff out. I find people that already know. And if I find somebody that already knows, then at that point, I can ask them, I can talk to them, they can share with me what needs to happen and, how it needs to go down. And it saves me so much time. It saves me so much headache and heartache. It cuts down the learning curve. So you don't have to try to figure a thing out that is already there for you to know. Okay, and so we've been talking about the fact that you want to make good decisions financially. And if you don't know what to do, you got to ask somebody. You got to deal with it. You know, Joshua 1:8 in the King James Version says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may do and observe all that is according and written in it. For this shall make your way prosperous. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success." That's what the Amplified Bible says. And that's my word right there. It says to read your word, get in it, learn it, do it, observe it. And it says, and deal wisely and you will have good success. And this is the interesting thing about finances. I watch people deal with their finances and they're not dealing wisely with their finances. And the reality is, is a couple of reasons why people don't deal wisely with their finances. You know, one is that we don't know what to do. We just don't know. Our parents didn't teach us. Their parents didn't teach them anything other than getting the bills paid. And so that's one reason you don't know. And the second reason you don't know is because you feel like there's no point in learning, like being broke and not knowing money or having money or understanding money. It somehow makes you a better Christian. And the reality is, we were never, again, we spent a lot of time talking about this. We were never supposed to have a miracle every month to pay the bills. God didn't expect you to stay ignorant. And it's so funny. If you read your Bible, God is a big advocate and proponent of excellence and studying to show yourself approved. He's a proponent of being a great dad, a great mom, being a great family person, being a great employee. He talks about it all the time. Being a great boss to those people who are under you. He talks about the mastery of that stuff, the mastery of loving your neighbor. He talks about all of that. And then I meet people who think that finances, though, he just stopped caring about your excellence when it comes to finances. But if he wants you to be good at everything else, don't you think he wants you to be good at your money, too? He talks about the good man leaving an inheritance for his children's children. He talks about how to deal with money, how to give, how to sow, how to reap, how to build. And you got to realize that it was never a time for us to just ignore finances in the Word. That was not God's desire. If he wants you to be a great dad and a great mom and a great wife, a great husband, he wants you to be a great employee. He wants you to be a great worker, a great boss, a godly boss. He wants you to be magnificent in dealing with your neighbors. He wants everything that your hands to touch. He wants it to prosper. And guess what? He also wants you to know money. He wants you to understand it and have some level of mastery over it. Because if you don't, I guarantee you that money will run you and control you if you don't run it and control it. And you say, what do you mean it'll run you? Well, I hear all kind of people talk about their, you know, I'm broke and I don't know what to do about it. Money's running you. I can't go on a vacation right now. That means that money is running you then. You know, I can't buy my wife the kind of gifts that I want to buy her. So money is dictating that to you. You know, my kid's birthday is coming up. He's turning 16. I want to buy him a car. We just can't afford it. So, I mean, money is dictating your wishes. You wish you could do it, but you can't because money is not right. So money will run you. Money will control you. You know, I see people want to go on vacation. I see them want to take a few days off. And all of a sudden, money says, hey, you can't take a day off. You can't miss that check. You know, you got a car note to pay. You know, you got insurance to pay. So don't tell me that money won't run you. The Bible says money will grow wings and fly away. The Bible says that money will lie to you. So money will run you if you don't run and control it. And the only way to run and control it is to understand it. Understand it in its proper capacity. Understand it in its proper sense and concepts from the Word of God. Anyways, Ecclesiastes 5, I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. 5 and 18 says this, behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is for one to eat and drink and to find enjoyment in all the labor in which he labors under the sun all the days of which God gives him. So, A, you're supposed to enjoy your labor. For all of you guys that have jobs you can't stand, that was not God's will for you either, but that's another time. So behold, what I've seen is it's fitting for you to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the labor under the sun in which God has given you. It says this, for this is the allotted part. The number 19 says in the Amplified Bible, also every man to whom God has given riches and possessions. The King James Version says prosperity, and so many people feel like prosperity, it couldn't mean riches and possessions. It absolutely means riches and possessions. 19, also, every man to whom God has given riches and possessions. Who gives you riches and possessions? God. Not your job, not your investments, and that these are avenues by which we get them. But who gives riches and possessions? God. For every man, God has given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them. So I know men that have riches and possessions and they don't enjoy them. They don't have the power to enjoy them. God gives you the riches and he gives you the possessions, but he also gives you the power to enjoy them. So even if you get them outside of the will of God, outside of honesty, outside of integrity, there's something that stops you from truly enjoying him. And it's because you didn't do it right. So God gives you riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them and to accept his appointed lot to rejoice in his toil. You're supposed to rejoice in your toil. Toil means your work. This is the gift of God to him, or to the man, to you. So you got to get to a point where you realize, ladies and gentlemen, saints of God, that it is okay to have money. It is okay to learn about money. It is okay to do proper things with your finances. And real quick, I'm going to take a moment. Again, don't forget, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. You can go to harvestgroupinstitute.com, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We're a Bible-based training company, and our goal is to teach people how to have and enjoy life. We want people to enjoy all that they are, all that they have, all that God has given them. And that's what we focus on. We have finance classes, generating revenue courses. We help people get their books written. We sit people down and we monitor them. We partner with them for a year of their life, and we create wealth strategies for them. And so Harvest Group Institute also does workshops and seminars. We've got a Bible conference coming up in November. We'll give you more details about that. It's going to be extremely awesome. It's called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. You can reach us at our office at 904-533-6154, 904-533-6154. And also, don't forget about the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. You can bring your family, have a good time, and laugh, and eat. Give us a call here at 904-296-2251 if you want to chime in, if you want to ask a question, and if you want to get some answers. Give us a call. That's what we're here for. 904-296-2251. So we're back on track. But yeah, the mindset, man, I meet with, like I said, you know, and I want to say thank you to everybody that listens. Thank you to everyone that calls in. Thank you to all of you who call our office and give us an opportunity to work with you and to share wisdom with you. It is an honor to be able to be a part of your process of creating wealth. And remember, creating wealth doesn't have anything necessarily to do with how much money you're making, but the decisions that you are making with your money. So not how much money you're making, but the decisions that you're making with your money. We can take somebody that works at Walmart or McDonald's and show them how to deal with their money properly, how to create strategies, tax strategies, financial strategies. Because if you're not working on these things, it's not going to happen for you the way you want it to. And again, just a mindset, because we also have an opportunity to meet with people. And the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, my God, I don't want to invest. What if something happens? I said, what if something happens to your job? You go there every day. Nothing's going to happen to my job. We'll talk to the thousands upon thousands of people who get laid off from one day to the next and lose everything. But because while they were working, they had no money put away. They had no money invested. They had no wealth strategy that when it all happened, it all went away. You can't be afraid to invest. Remember, man, look at the verse in the Bible that talks about the talents. You know, and I hear many preachers talk about it, but I keep it simple. It's talking about money. It says that he went away and he gave five talents to one guy, and talents is money. He gave two talents to one guy, and he gave one talent to the other. And it says according to their several ability. So he gave them money according to what he knew they would be able to do with it. So he gave the one five, and when he came back, he had produced five. He gave the one two. When he came back, he had produced two more. But the one who he gave one, he said, I was afraid to invest my money. I was afraid to turn this money into more. I was afraid of that. And he said, look, man, you should have at least put it in the bank and made some interest on it. And he called that man wicked. And I, you know, it's a hard thing to say. I had to start looking at myself and looking at my own situation and say, okay, Joe, you're having so much money with so much trouble with money. It's running you. It's running you ragged. You can't do the stuff you want to do because you don't have the money. You can't sow where you want to sow because you don't have the money. This money is running you ragged. And I was afraid to lose it. I was afraid to invest. I was afraid to make financial decisions that would grow my money. But I was going to the movies. I was buying that cheeseburger. I was buying, you know, I had cable for $90 a month, but I was afraid to invest somewhere. That's insane to me. And I had to go ahead and change my mentality, because I had to be honest. The Bible called that man who put it under the, you know, who buried his because he was afraid of losing it, he called him wicked. And I said, I don't want to be, you know, I'm a good husband, so I'm not wicked there. I'm a good dad. I'm not wicked there. You know, I'm a good friend to my fellow community. I'm not wicked there. Then I don't want to be wicked in my money. I don't want to be wicked in my finances. And just because you feel like, well, I don't have a lot of money, I can't be worth. The Bible says, you can't serve God and mammon. And people say only rich people serve mammon. Not true at all. A lot of poor people are afraid to lose their money. They're afraid to invest it. They're afraid to save it. They're spending it frivolously. Guess what? You are serving mammon. So just because you don't have a lot of money and you don't feel like money is controlling you because you ain't got none, oh no, the fear of not having any is controlling you. Your ability not to spend it properly, it's controlling you. So you don't got to be rich to serve mammon. You can serve mammon and be poor as all get out and be broke as a joke. So at the end of the day, you got to change your mindset about finances and not be afraid to do what's necessary. You know, I put it like this. You know, I got in my notes here, a person is very deceived when they are confined, when they confine themselves to their own wisdom. And you know how many people I know that are confined to their own wisdom where money is concerned? They have nobody around them that they ask about money. They have nobody around them that they can teach them about finances. You know, and it's so funny. I'll sit with a guy and say, hey, man, you got $100 a month left over. You need to go ahead and take 50 of that and put it away. Let's create an investment account for you. Let's create some strategy for that. Let's put some stuff away for the kids. Let's get your life insurance together. And they're like, oh, I don't know. That's my only extra money. But they'll listen to their great uncle on their mama's side give them silly advice about money. I'm telling you, you gotta not be confined to your own wisdom. Find people who have the knowledge that you need. Find people who can sit down with you and show you how money really works, what money really means. You know, again, it's currency. It goes in and it's supposed to come out. It flows, you know, cash flow. Money doesn't just disappear. The question is, where did it go? Even with taxes, tax strategy, you know, people run around like, I'm getting $1,000 back on my taxes. I'm getting $3,000 back on my taxes. I'm like, the majority of that was already your money. What are you so excited about? If I owed you $50 and gave you back your $50, do you think you hit a lick? No, you didn't hit a come up. I owed you that $50. And so what you do to the government is you give them a $2,000 and $3,000, $4,000 loan every year. They go out and they make 200%, 300%, 400% on your money. They don't pay you any interest for that loan, and they give you back your money, and you think you're excited, and you're excited about that. And it's like, that's what I'm talking about. If you don't understand how money works, how can you make good quality decisions financially? So again, don't forget, give us a call here in the office, 904-296-2251. Give us a call, 904-296-2251. Let me know what you think. Have any questions? We want to be here to answer them. And don't forget, you can reach out to us at our office. Our new phone number, remember, is 904-533-6154, 904-533-6154. Give us a call at the office. We'll give you a call, set up a time to come out and do a free consultation with you. And I'm telling you, we can help you out financially. So again, back to the subject at hand. You want to say, look, again, I say a person is very deceived when they are confined themselves to their own wisdom. You cannot confine yourself to your own wisdom. The reality is you don't know. And it's got to be okay with saying, Joseph, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I've been trying for years to do it on my own. And every time I take one step forward, I take two steps back financially. I don't have life insurance set up. And if you got life insurance through your job, that's really okay. That's okay. But if something ever happens to that job, what happens to your life insurance? You need to have wealth building strategies aside from where you work, aside from your job. So you definitely, you know, need to get life insurance. You need to have investment strategies, investment plans. You need to have something making money for you while you're not there, while you're sleeping. You need to be doing, I don't care if it's $10 a month. You know, if you got cable and don't have a savings, that's a problem. You know, if your car note is $200 and $300, $500, you know, I know people paying $700 for a car, $200 for insurance, $400 for the car note, and that, you know, it's okay, I guess. But if you're paying that kind of money, do you know what you could be doing with $500, $600 a month in an investment, in a way to build your wealth? You got to start looking at it differently. I used to have a big old house. I had a white BMW with 20-inch rims and all of that stuff. I was balling out of control, if you will. But I had a revelation. God began to show me. He said, dude, you're spending more money on yourself than you are your grandchildren. You're spending more money on yourself than you are your investments. You're spending more money on yourself than you are in your community. And I don't want to be doing that. I had to change what I was doing. I had to find somebody who knew. And years ago, I was able to get with some of my wealthy friends. And again, this is why you become who you hang around. You got to get around people who are bigger than you, stronger than you, faster than you, smarter than you. It's okay. It's okay to say they're smarter. You don't got to be the smartest person in the room. Again, if you confine yourself to your own wisdom, you are deceived. If you're the smartest person in your circle, that's a problem. So you got to get to a point where you realize I can't be spending $90, $120 on cable and I don't have life insurance for my children. I can't be spending $120 on cable and I don't have anything invested to make sure that when I retire, I can live comfortably. You just can't do that. We got to make some choices and decisions to change things around. You know, and I put in my notes, I got to pay attention to yourself so you can increase your excellence. You know, you got to put a premium on being excellent, on doing things excellently and making good choices. And I'll tell you this real quick. Choices, the word choice or decision, making a good decision. Decision means to cut. D means off or away, to cut away. That is what making a decision means. You got to make good decisions with your money. You got to know what to cut away, what to cut off, what to cut away, what to get away from, and what to embrace. And so I don't have cable. Can I afford cable? Yeah, I can afford cable. But I don't want to spend that kind of money on TV that I'm not watching. You know, people got 300,000 channels and they only watch three of them. Again, it's crazy. But I don't have cable. I realize I can be putting that money somewhere else, making sure my grandkids are taken care of. I live very modestly. You know, there's a book called The Millionaire Next Door. You need to go get it. The Millionaire Next Door. And it talks about the average wealthy person. It says they live seven times beneath their means. Seven times beneath what they could possibly live. And most Americans live two or three times past what they can afford to live. I think they say that about 85% of the people in our country, no matter how much they're making, are only about 30 days away from bankruptcy and losing everything. If you lose your job today, how long can you go? A lot of people can't go 1 week. If they lose their job today, in 1 week, if they don't have another job, their life starts to fall apart. And it says it doesn't even matter how much you're making. So the guy making 300 grand a year and the guy making $9 an hour, doesn't matter. If you both lose your job, if in 30 days you're at the rock bottom, doesn't matter. So again, pay attention to yourself to increase your excellence. You know, diligence, you talk about financially being diligent. Diligence is the twin to excellence. Diligence and excellence. You know, it's a steady and constant and consistent effort. Are you making a steady, constant, and consistent effort financially? And most people are not. They're sporadic in their spending. There is no strategy. There is no steady or constant or consistency at all. There just isn't any. You know, and you got to get to a point where you get that, you know. And I say this, if your goal is to only pay the bills, then, or just get by, if your goal is to only to get by, then you're only going to make get by money. If your goal is to only get by, then you're going to only make just get by money. If your goal is to pay the bills only, then you're only going to get good at paying the bills. But if you look in the Word of God and realize that you are supposed to be financially free so you can build the kingdom of God, so you can be a blessing to your neighbors and the community, so you can leave an inheritance for your children's children, so you can be a blessing to the poor. How can you be a blessing to the poor if you are the poor? You know, at the end of the day, we got to get to a place where we don't just need a miracle every time. We got to get diligent in our finances. We got to be excellent in our finances. We got a little bit of time left, guys. Give us a call, 904-296-2251. I would love to hear from you, 904-296-2251. I would love to hear from you. And also, again, don't forget our new office number is 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. So again, guys, the mindset behind generational wealth and riches, the mindset behind abundance or having something extra, the mindset behind living where you have just enough or everything is just sufficient, and the mindset behind not having enough or being in the provision stage. We want to get to a point where our minds are right when it comes to money. Again, I mean, just if you don't get anything else, if you never hear anybody talk about this again, when you get off the radio today, remember, he doesn't want you to be just an excellent dad and an excellent mom and an excellent husband and not be excellent financially. He wants you to be excellent financially. But how can you be excellent financially if you don't study? He wants us to study about being a good mom, and we don't mind studying that. We study about being a good wife. We study that all the time. We study how to be a better Christian, how to be a better lover of our fellow man. We study about how to teach the word better. We study all these things, and we study, and we study, and we study, but nobody's studying money. Nobody's studying their finances. How can you be excellent in your finances if you don't study it, if you don't know what God's design for finances was, if you don't want to understand it, if you just run from it with a blanket misunderstanding of that verse that says the love of money is the root of all evil, but you ignore the verse in that says that money answers all things? You got to reconcile the two, which means you got to go consult God to learn how money really works. Money, there's a way that money works in the kingdom of God. There's a way that money works secularly, and you need to know them both so you can function properly in them. You don't want to love money, but you also don't want to discard the importance that money has to our livelihood and our ability to be a better Christian person, because we can be a blessing to folks. You know, and at the end of the day, don't forget, give us a call at our office. We'll sit down, do a consultation with you. 904-533-6154. Go to harvestgroupinstitute.com, our website. Check us out. We want to be a blessing to you. We appreciate all that you allow us to do in your lives. Don't be afraid. Listen, expand your faith. Bless God. Let him do something new in your finances so you can be a blessing to your community, so you can be a blessing to your church, so you can be a blessing to your grandchildren and your children. And when you retire, you don't have to retire to go and get another job. We don't want to have to do that. So I appreciate y'all's time and attention, man. We had a good time here today. And as always, praise 107.9. Give us a call and drive fast and take chances. We love you.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.